This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. I'm Mark Belanger. Unions in Europe have won a major victory in their fight to have water and sanitation recognized as a human right for all citizens. There are 9 million people in the EU who do not have affordable access to potable water. The fight has been led by the European Federation of Public Service Unions, which operates under its acronym EPSU. To find out more about the initiative, I talked to Pablo Sanchez. Mr. Sanchez is EPSU's spokesperson. I talked to him on the day that the European Parliament addressed the issue. I asked Mr. Sanchez why the struggle to have water recognized as a human right was necessary.
Well, in Europe, more than 63 million people have gained access from 2000 to 2017. That's the broad sense of Europe, so from Russia to Portugal. But according to the WHO, there's still 60 million people who still lack access to the basic drinking water and more than 31 million who need basic sanitation. And within the European Union, the figures are 9 million still do not have access to drinking water. And, I mean, one person is too many, but 9 million is certainly a figure that is worth fighting against and for EPSU to campaign to promote the human right to water for every single citizen.
9 million people without potable water in the European Union is a lot of people. Why has this happened?
Well, the statistics did ignore them for decades. And then with the 2008 economic crisis, the number of people who could not afford the rising costs of water and housing and electricity and so on, and the fact that there was a higher number of unemployed, and meant that many joined that group of vulnerable consumers, as they like to call them in the European Union, and we reached that level. That includes documented migrants, it includes minorities such as the Roma community, but includes also many thousands of citizens who basically were cut by private multinationals that operate the water services because they could not afford paying for the water bills.
EPSU has been running a campaign to have access to water and sanitation recognized as a human right, and the European Parliament has taken up the issue. What is the latest news on this?
Yes, today the European Parliament actually voted a resolution in the frame of a piece of legislation called the Drinking Water Directive, in which they do a direct reference to our campaign that we launched in 2012. So it's been 8 years since we've been promoting and campaigning for the issue of universal access in that sense in the European Union. And although there is not a very concrete direct obligation by the different member states of the European Union in the resolution, it sets the ground for more binding targets in order to achieve universal access, with a particular focus, of course, to vulnerable groups of society, which are the groups that actually don't get the basic right to drinking water. This directive only talks about drinking water. There is another one that deals with sanitation. That is, let's say, a more complicated issue. But at least today, what we have is a little step in the right direction by the European Parliament. And in due course, this will become legislation, so within a few weeks. We say that our campaigning has transformed into something concrete for those 9 million people who do not have access and for those that actually risk to lose their access, particularly in the times where the economic crisis is looming again.
So what's the next step in the campaign?
Well, what we have done in the last few years before the vote in the European Parliament is ensure that the universal access happens at a local level. So basically what EPSU and its affiliates and our allies at the national and local level, what we do is we campaign at the European level, but we also do it at the local and national level. So we would like to see more referendums and more votes in the national parliament in order to get water recognized as a human right in the constitution of as many countries as possible.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.